listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, everyone's excited about the Nuggets' continued domination of the L.A. Lakers, 8 straight wins. But, man, what's up with Stephen A. Smith? Comes on after the Celtics beat up Golden State yesterday and was talking about the prospects of coming out to Denver for the NBA Finals and said, quote, "I'm not coming around to that. I'm holding out for the Clippers. I'm holding out hope for Dallas." What's his beef with Denver?
Well, I will say this. My wife texted us and said she's going to cook if Stephen can come to Denver for the finals. So she's going to take care of Stephen A. He's my buddy, and he joins us right now. Stephen A., do you not like coming to Denver?
Well, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing
Look,
good.
Man, the answer to that question is no. I'm not apologizing for that. Now, let me say this. It's a fabulous sports town. There's no doubt about it. The fans are great. The atmosphere is great. Being in that arena, the Nuggets are no joke. They're clearly the best team in the Western Conference. They're the reigning defending NBA champions. I've been saying throughout the year they're basically toying with everybody in the Western Conference, just lurking around, pacing themselves. They know that they're the superior team. But when you talk about the Clippers, that's Southern California. They talk about Dallas. We don't want to be there in the football season because their fans are the worst on the planet. But the bottom line is that I was in Denver last year, man. That altitude was an adjustment. There was a stuffy nose and headaches every day for me. You know, I'm just not that big of a fan of being in Denver. But I know it's a great sports town, and I know it's a great team, and you got a lot of great, great people there, but it's just not some place that I want to be over Southern California sunshine. Well, or even someplace like Dallas, Texas. I mean, it's just how I feel.
Well, I understand that, Stephen A. So tell me this, though. You throw the flowers at the Nuggets, and they are the best team. They certainly do. When you watch them, what is it about them that is special? What kind of memories do they elicit in your mind based on kind of past generations of basketball? Like, what is it that you see about them that makes them that special?
Well, they're not common. Let's get that out of the way because Jokic is not common. I joke repeatedly he can't jump onto a curb and no one can stop him. I've never seen anything like it. You know, his footwork, his IQ, his skill set, he's the best in the game. Mike Malone is an exceptional coach and deserves far more praise than we give him. We're constantly mentioning great, great coaches in the NBA, and his name does not come up enough. It does. Not only is he a great coach, but he's a great guy, too. And then you can't find, I'll challenge anybody to find a bigger fan of Jamal Murray than me. I've repeatedly said over the years, one of the saddest moments that I saw was when he went down. I think it was against Golden State and that nasty knee injury that he suffered. I remember to this day, Steph Curry just like, oh, Lord, and you just see his face or whatever. It was just so sad because it's so epic when you saw him and Donovan Mitchell going up against one another in a bubble, trade and dropping 50 on one another. Jamal Murray is great. Not good. I believe he's great. Jokic is the best in the game. You've got Malone, who's an elite coach. The organization from top to bottom is first class. And on top of it all, I think Jokic and Jamal Murray are the best tandem in basketball. Better than LeBron and AD at this point. Better than Tatum and Brown until Boston proves otherwise. Better than anybody you can find. The way they play together and feed off of one another. When they're both clicking, the Nuggets look unbeatable. That's just who they are, and that's how I feel about them.
Visit with Stephen A. Smith from ESPN and ABC. All right, Stephen A., I want you to debunk a myth then for us because you know we have Get Up on during the morning, and we're listening to you and we watch you and everything like that. My perception is that you and ESPN are going to great lengths to try to promote pretty much anybody but the Nuggets. And I want to know from you if that is a correct perception that you guys just don't want the Nuggets to be the top story in basketball.
It's false, number one. Number two, it's utterly ridiculous, and you're lying to your viewers. I'm saying that in all fun. You're lying to your listeners because you say that we don't talk about and we don't promote Denver. There isn't a day that goes by that we don't talk about Jokic. He's the best in the game. He's the standard. And that's one of the greatest compliments the state could tell you. When you call somebody the standard, it doesn't get more complimentary than that. You know, and then sometimes one of the things that you have to pay attention to is that sometimes you're so great, you're boring because no one measures up to you. It's like you just go about the business of doing what you do. I remember one time I joked and I imitated Jokic walking into an arena and talking about how he waddles in there. He looks just so unassuming, so non-confrontational or whatever. And then he goes out there and he kicks your ass. Day after day, game after game, just a model of consistency, just inventing ways to beat you. And so what happens is that because there's no comparable matchup outside of Joel Embiid to this man, okay, then you find yourself just looking at everybody else because you're saying, who can take them? Who's the person, who's the team that can take them out? You think it's somebody, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we were looking forward to going into Boston and, okay, the Celtics are going to knock off Denver. They beat Denver. They beat Boston in Boston. Now we're looking forward to this Thursday night when Boston comes to town. You see these kind of things. Sometimes we look at greatness and we're not appreciating what other people are saying. We're saying they're the measuring stick. What is there to talk about? You do radio every morning. Is there something else you can say about Jokic? I mean, what hasn't been said about him?
Yeah.
Well, and the guy is just that great.
I've got one thing.
So you're looking
that,
go ahead,
that
sure.
hasn't been said. Are you sure. are you willing to endorse? Are you going to endorse him as your MVP? Is he your MVP of this league right now?
To me, I look at Tatum. No, he's right there in the mix. It's him. It's Tatum for me, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Oklahoma City Thunder are the top seed in the Western Conference. We saw them coming, but not like this. And this dude has dropped over 30 in like 45 games. And it's Cameron. They're not the Denver Nuggets, but sometimes they look like it because of his greatness. We look at the Boston Celtics. They are the best team in basketball. Tatum is their best player, and he's not even their $304 million player. That would happen to be Jaylen Brown. It's not to take anything away from Jokic. We know how great he is, and he always has to be in the conversation, and he's in line to potentially win it. But when you see Boston this year and what they've been doing, along with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't think that's an argument that can be dismissed just because we recognize the greatness of Jokic and how he should be in a conversation for league MVP.
All right, real quick then. So Tatum and the Celtics lost to Jokic and the Nuggets earlier this year in Boston. Denver handed Boston their first home loss. Does Tatum have to lead the Celtics to a win here in Denver this Thursday in order to be considered the MVP?
No. What if Tatum drops 50 and they still lose? Now, if he plays poorly, okay, and Jokic plays lights out, then that's a different discussion. But the outcome is not always the determining factor when it comes to an individual award, which both of you obviously know. And so we can't go by something that simplistic and say, okay, if they lose to Denver, then guess what? That means that disqualifies Tatum over Jokic because Jokic would have beaten him twice. I've seen Embiid averaging more points and rebounds against Jokic, but that doesn't mean that he deserved it all the time over Jokic because we saw what Jokic did in a considerably tougher Western Conference in the past in a lot of people's eyes. And so I look at it from that perspective. Again, in the conversation, but it comes down to the wire. It's not a foregone conclusion that Tatum is going to win the MVP. Right now, he's my favorite, but that could change in a matter of 2 weeks or so, if not sooner. I get that, just like Jokic can elevate. You still got about 20-some-odd games to go. So I look at it from that perspective.
Stephen A., man, I appreciate you. You're the best. Give our boy Shannon Sharp some grief for me, okay?
I'll try my best.
All right, brother.
I don't know if it helps. I'll try my best. Hey, y'all take care, man. Thanks for having me.
You too.
Stephen A. Smith. All right. Well, open up the text line to you, let you react. Already pouring in as we're busy with Stephen A. Your reaction, 303-713-1043. What's trending next?